each one of those engines, 2,500 horsepower. And one engineer has synchronized his throttles, he can control all those engines with one throttle.
Break that up,
Well, you see, the old locomotive, you take a 60-car train with a steam engine, that was a pretty good train. And 80 cars were exceptional. That fella Crowley, P.E.C. Crowley, pulled 80 cars Crowley, a famous old railroad man. But 80 cars, you never saw, unless they were empties.
Did you have town hotels?
Yes, we had always had a good hotel until it burned about 2 or 3 years ago. And a fine hotel and cafe burned. That was the Lyceum. Yeah, and they had one here. They had built back when. Well, I remember the first traveling show was in the old Lyceum. I remember my grandfather taking me in there. I couldn't have been over 5 years old. The Lyceum. And by the way, that word Lyceum was cut into marble. It stayed there. They tore that old building down. The post office is there now. That was where the Lyceum stood. And they had many traveling shows, musicals, before the days of the movies. Of course, the movie knocked all that out of business.
Did you talk about going to the theater, or what? How was it?
Go to the show.
Go to the show.
Yeah. It was in a theater, but this was called the Lyceum.
And if somebody had to carry something very heavy. It was so heavy I could hardly
lug it, tote it, pack it. Different terms.
If a merchant sold something for less than he paid for it, say, well, that's real cheap. He must be selling it at a,
of course, he sell it at a discount.
Or a loss.
Loss, yeah.
Or on the other hand, if the price was too high, somebody might say, no, I can't.
Out of my reach.
Out of my reach.
Yeah, out of my reach. Can't reach it, too high.
The first day of the month, the bill would be
due.
And you paid the bill, did you have any, would a merchant give something to somebody who paid a large bill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lanyard.
Is that right?
Lanyard.
It's one of the most difficult things to listen to.
Lanyard. That's very, when you, well, I know, for instance, the niggers always, they bought something, they wanted lanyard, had to give them something.
Would they use that word?
Well, they did not, possibly not, but they'd always hold out the hand.
They know the system.
Yeah, they knew the system, all right. They'd buy something, you'd have to give them a stick of candy, a cookie or something, you know. But lanyard was, they expected lanyard. If you went and trade $500, the man paid it. Why? Give him a pair of shoes. I remember the first suit of clothes I ever bought. You know, back in my day, putting on long pants is quite an event in a boy's life. So I decided one day when the school ended in June, I was going to put on long pants in September. So I worked the whole summer trotting down to this clothing store every Saturday night and gave the fellow $2 or $3. And finally one day he said, well, you've got enough now for your suit. I don't know what I paid him for. So I went down to get the suit, and he got the suit, and he threw in a shirt, a necktie, and a pair of socks. Lanyard, but the socks was only 10 cents a pair then. The shirt was 50 cents, the tie was a quarter, so it wasn't such so much lanyard.
Well, I remember doing somebody, remember the kind of system it was. In fact, he had his grandfather, he had something that his grandfather used to give, and it was a very handsome vase with his merchant's name and gold in the bottom. So apparently the size bill was very handsome.
Yeah. Well, they had things like that. For instance, I have something down at the museum now.